Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Independent this morning. Nice to wake up on a Wednesday morning to see that the cost of motor insurance is going up once again. And we heard about all of this reform of the insurance sector, and yet motor insurance premiums shot up in the first 6 months of last year. The average premium is now €616, so that means that it's gone up by €67 since 2022, an increase of 12% in the last 2 years alone. We have the reforms, including legislating to change the guidelines on payouts for minor injuries. We've also had reforming of the state's Injuries Resolution Board, and yet your motor insurance is still going up. Lots about Trump's tariffs in the papers as well. 25,000 jobs at risk over Trump tariffs is the front of the Irish Examiner, which tells us that some 25,000 jobs are at risk over the next 12 months if Donald Trump retains 10% tariffs on European products. And apparently, even if the current issues and differences in approach to global trade are resolved, there'll be no return to the status quo. That was the warning from the Taoiseach. It's also the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Dire warning over Trump's impact on our economy. The country's economic model is under threat from Donald Trump's trade wars, government officials have warned. And then the Irish Times, fears mount Trump's tariffs will hit Irish jobs and growth. Read more about that on the front of the Irish Times. Also on the front of the Irish Times, Patsy McGarry is in Rome, and he tells us all eyes will be on a small chimney on the Vatican Sistine Chapel today as the Catholic Church's most senior leaders meet to elect a successor to Pope Francis. I see the bookies are busy as well. Lots of the apps have their own odds on who'll become Pope. Patsy writes, though, that the vote takes place in secret inside the world-famous 15th century chapel, with only the colour of the smoke revealing whether the new pontiff has been elected. We have 133 voting cardinals, and their ballots will be burned after each vote. By the way, you should watch Conclave where you can see all this happening. If the smoke from the chimney is black, it's a signal no pope has been elected. If it's white, then a pope has been elected. And the conclave begins at 3:30 Irish time today. And we've 133 cardinals under the age of 80 who will gather. So that's what they're saying in the Irish Times about conclave today. Irish Daily Star, here cleavage out is the headline. Stewards were drafted in yesterday to stop tourists fondling the breasts of Molly Malone. The wardens were seen telling off visitors for groping Molly's ample chest, which they say they do for good luck. So it seems like we've bouncers now surrounding the Molly Malone statue. The Irish Sun on the front page says they've a world exclusive bombshell evidence found at the lair of Madeleine McCann suspect Christian Bruckner is revealed for the first time today. This is a Sun investigation. And there's going to be a big broadcast tonight at 9 o'clock on Channel 4, laying bare the haul found in a German police search. So what they found in his place is memory cards containing child kidnap stories, children's clothing, toys and guns. Inside the papers, we're telling you the cost of motor insurance has gone up, also the cost of electricity as well. And Charlie Weston writing in the Irish Independent that Irish households are paying the third most expensive electricity in Europe. It means that electricity here is €350 a year more expensive on average than in the rest of the EU. Germany is the most expensive place for electricity, followed by Denmark and then Ireland, according to Eurostat. Electricity prices here 30% above the European average. Gas prices, they're not escaping either. They're the fifth highest in Europe. Elsewhere, the head of the Electoral Commission has told the Irish Examiner that he's been surprised by the level of public interest in election posters, describing the polarisation of feeling around them as a boo-hooray issue. An election poster is something that always gets people exercised. Some like them, some view them as a necessary evil, some think that they should be banned. The commission launched a consultation process on election posters in late March, and it seems hundreds of people so far have made submissions And as I say, Art O'Leary, who's the head of the commission, says it's a boo hooray issue. People have strong ways on it one way or another. Nobody seems to have an open mind on the issue of election posters. My big issue with election posters is that I saw a candidate during the election in real life who looked absolutely nothing like the poster. Talk about filtering and photoshopping that was done. We'll all be looking to move to Spain, by the way, if moving to Spain wasn't attractive enough. Well, now the Mirror tells us that Spain's working week is going to be cut from 40 hours to 37.5 hours, which will give staff more time off. So the government has said that they reckon there it'll boost productivity and reduce absenteeism. You'll be paid the same, but instead of working 40 hours, you do 37 and a half hours. They trialled it in the public, in the civil service, and now they want to roll it out in the private sector. Who's complaining about it? Small businesses and the self-employed. Workers seem to like the idea of working less hours, as you would imagine that they would. An interesting one in the Mail about men's knowledge of menopause and really men's lack of knowledge about menopause. So a study has revealed how men remain in the dark about menopause. A quarter of men think that hot flushes can be dealt with simply by opening a window. A third of men have little to no understanding of their partner's menopause symptoms. 40% were unable to even list hot flushes as a sign of menopause. 57% of men have never heard of perimenopause, and 80% of men didn't know that dry eyes were a common symptom of menopause, which is quite frightening, the lack of understanding about menopause, particularly that a hot flush is simply solved by opening a window. So the more about that in the Mail. 66% of men admit their knowledge of the topic could do with work. Well, you can say that again. And a third of couples say they rarely discuss menopause. Final story is about couch etiquette. What's allowed on your couch or not? This is in the Star. The majority of families reckon it's acceptable to let your pet pooch lie on the sofa. A study on what families think is appropriate couch etiquette found 88% believe their dogs should be allowed to snuggle up with them on the couch. My dog lives on the couch. Also, they say wearing shoes is a no-go on the couch, and talking when a show is on, also not acceptable. It's a study of 2,000 people. 26% reckon there should be no switching channels without getting everyone's approval, and 24% believe snacks must be shared and there should be no hogging of the remote. Read more about that in the Star. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.